It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
2,800 documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy were released on Thursday in compliance with the 1992 law. But the president bowed to protests in a last-minute campaign by the CIA and FBI by withholding thousands of additional papers for another 6 months of review. Administration officials said there was no cover-up, just an effort to avoid compromising national security, law enforcement, or intel gathering methods. It should be noted that the government had 25 years to review the documents and prepare for their release on October 26th. The newly released documents can be seen at archives.gov. Trump on Thursday declared the opioid crisis a national public health emergency and touted really big, really great advertising against drug use.
One of the things our administration will be doing is a massive advertising campaign to get people, especially children, not to want to take drugs in the first place, because they will see the devastation and the ruination it causes to people and people's lives. Watch what happens if we do our jobs, how the number of drug users and the addicted will start to tumble downward over a period of years. It will be a beautiful thing to see.
The declaration disappointed state officials and public health experts, who say a lot more money is needed. Some experts had urged Trump to trigger another category of national emergency under the Stafford Act, which can unlock more federal resources and emergency powers, but is usually used for more clearly delineated disasters like hurricanes or fires.
Beyond the shocking death toll, the terrible measure of the opioid crisis includes the families ripped apart, and for many communities, a generation of lost potential and opportunity. This epidemic is a national health emergency. Unlike many of us, we've seen, and what we've seen in our lifetimes, nobody has seen anything like what's going on now. As Americans, we cannot allow this to continue. It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction. Never been this way. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it. That is why, effective today, my administration is officially declaring the opioid crisis a national public health emergency under federal law, and why I am directing all executive agencies to use every appropriate emergency authority to fight the opioid crisis.
The Government Accountability Office has agreed to investigate the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity in response to a letter last week from Senators Michael Bennet of Colorado, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Cory Booker of New Jersey, raising concerns the panel's work may diminish the public's confidence in the democratic process. Trump established the commission after charging with no evidence that millions of undocumented immigrants voted in the 2016 election. The new U.S. ambassador to Canada, Kelly Craft, who assumed her duties on Monday, told the CBC that she believes in both sides of the debate surrounding climate change.
Do you yourself believe in climate change?
I believe there are scientists that are both on both sides that are accurate.
You believe that there's scientists that science that proves that there is, man is not causing climate change?
Well, I think that both sides have, you know, they have their own results from their studies, and I appreciate and I respect both sides of the science.
Kraft, a major donor to the Republican Party, is married to Joe Kraft, president and CEO of one of the largest coal producers in the eastern U.S., who actively criticized the climate policies of the Obama administration. Hedge fund manager turned environmental billionaire and progressive activist Tom Steyer committed $10 million to launch an ad campaign advocating for the impeachment of Donald Trump. This ad is currently running all over cable news.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, obstructed justice at the FBI, and in direct violation of the Constitution, he's taken money from foreign governments and threatened to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. and they do nothing. Join us and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Trump was apparently watching TV early Friday morning as he tweeted in response, "Wacky and totally unhinged Tom Steyer, who has been fighting me and my Make America Great Again agenda from the beginning, never wins elections." Two more women have come forward to allege that Mark Halperin sexually harassed them while he was political director at ABC News a decade ago. The fallout continues as Penguin Press canceled the much-anticipated 2016 edition of Game Change, and HBO has dropped its plans for the movie version of the book as well. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.